Our Steps and Our Stops by Mary Loudermilk. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Psalm 37 verses 23-24, NKJV. I heard an interesting statement this week that caused me to pause and reflect. A speaker stated, God not only orders our steps, he also orders our stops. When I think about my own life, I realize this has been true. There were times when the Lord said, go. At other times, he said, stop. I'm not ready for you to move in that direction yet. Our steps. How does God order, or establish, our steps? Psalm 119 verse 133 tells us that one way he gives us direction and teaches us how to live righteously is through his word. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. NKJV. For this to happen, we must immerse ourselves in God's word. We must know what scripture says before it can become effective in our lives. Otherwise, we are missing out on the wisdom we need to navigate life's decisions and difficulties. Within the word are basic principles that will guide us in every situation. But James 1 verse 22 adds this caution. This verse instructs us to be doers of the word, and not hearers only. Otherwise, we are just deceiving ourselves. Not only do we need to know the word, but we must also apply the word. Not only does God speak to us through his word, we read of times when he used dreams, visions, and even an audible voice. More often, however, God will use the word, our circumstances, the godly counsel of others, or that still small voice speaking to our spirit as we pray and seek his wisdom. A sometimes overlooked but important part of being led by God is to approach him with a spirit of humility. Psalm 25 verse 9 tells us, he leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way, ESV. Humility means we are willing to submit and to learn from him. Our stops. Our stops require just as much faith as our steps. It's easy to question when our plans are interrupted by the Lord. He may say no or not yet. This happened to Paul on his second missionary journey. Acts 16 verses 6-7 tells us, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. God closed the door on their plans. They were no doubt puzzled, but they obeyed. It was not until they reached Troas that God revealed his plan. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Acts 16 verse 7, NKJV. There was nothing wrong with Paul's desire to take the gospel into Asia, but God's plan was the right one for that time. God closed one door to open another. He always has a purpose for where he once leads us, even though we may not immediately understand. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Proverbs 19 verse 21, ESV. It is always wisest to allow the Lord to establish our steps and our stops. Our lives will be so much better when we do. Lord, I appreciate the safety I feel when I allow you to order my steps. Help me to always listen for your voice and heed your words. Your plans for my life are always the best.